people of Earth, this is Maddie and Anthony's World. Please go to our channel on Audio Boom on iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We like reviews. Give me the nice comments, and Anthony, you can say whatever you want. I mean, whatever.
What's that?
Welcome to Maddie and Anthony's World. You got such, you've got such
you
a
keep almost spilling your coffee.
I know. I get in here and I'm so excited. So Greg's going to start the show today. Greg Buckman, he's a beloved friend of the show. He is the show.
He's family.
He is the man of the hour.
See?
So he is going to start, and the show is called, you know what the show's called?
Of course I do. It's called the Maddie and Anthony Podcast.
No, it's actually Maddie and, Maddie and Anthony's World.
Well, Maddie and Anthony's World.
Okay, so.
No swearing, Greg.
I don't swear.
Give a lot of energy in that booming voice. Maddie and Anthony's World. This is Maddie and Anthony's World. And please give us the honor of doing your best intro as
an
announcer.
Make sure you put some wows in there.
Yeah. And a one. And a two. And a.
Wow. Hi.
Okay, that was too loud.
That was too loud. Start over.
Too close to the
mic. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it could have been fine, but you just said, wow, hi.
wow, but whoever used this mic had used Listerine. I can smell it.
Okay. And a one, and a two, and a.
Wow, hi, I'm Greg Buckman. How is everybody today? Wow.
All right, Greg,
well,
I'm going to stop you.
Greg,
I'm going to stop
can't
you,
answer you.
It's a podcast. They can't answer you, buddy.
That's right. Well, yeah, you know I'm what? Thinking I'm on comedy stage.
All right.
No, though, if you add a pause, if you say, how is everyone today? And then leave a pause and then.
Yeah, how's everyone? I hope you're having a nice day. So let's try it one more time. And a one, and a two, and a
three.
Wow. Hi, I'm Greg Buckman. Pause. Wow.
Wait, you don't need to. All right.
You don't need to
Greg,
say pause.
The word pause doesn't need to. You don't need to say the actual word. Because if you say the actual word, it really affects the structure of your sentence. I never have heard an announcer say pause within their announcement. Now let's give you another chance. And a one, and a two, and a
three. Wow. Hi, I'm Greg Buckman, and welcome to Maddie and Anthony's World. I hope you guys are having a great day today. We're looking for some sunshine in California.
Wait, Greg, I'm going to stop
you. It hasn't gotten hot yet, and it's summer.
I know, but
what's
Greg.
What's up with our weather?
But this is not a weather report.
I know, but I'm letting the people know out there that something's wrong with the weather.
Yeah, that's nice. So let's do it again. And a one, and a two, and a.
Well, hi, I'm Greg Buckman, and I'm family. Well, we are, never mind, family. That's an old song. And welcome to Maddie and Anthony's World. Wow. How is everybody today? Oh, they can't answer me.
Maddie and Anthony, the greatest friends that could ever be. Maddie and Anthony's World. They're great. It's great.
So let's jump right into it. Greg helped me out in a bind, and I really appreciated it. And he watched my son, baby Zane, for an evening. I got it all ready, gave Greg the play-by-play, what he had to do. And I told him, calm down, because Zane, when he gets around Greg, he does get a little wild because he loves Greg. And Greg just lets the wildness go because Greg is also a wild boy.
Wild man.
He's a wild boy in some ways. Anyways. Greg, I wanted to know, how was that evening with baby Zane?
Well, it went amazing. We watched cartoons. We walked the dog. I sang to him.
What did you sing?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder how you are.
That's nice. Lovely.
He wanted that song.
Yeah, beautiful. And that was when he went to sleep.
Well, no, he did not go to sleep. I read a lot of books, too.
Oh, okay, so it took him a while to go to sleep.
Really well behaved and everything. When it was time to eat dinner, he ate dinner.
Oh, good.
We watched cartoons.
What did he eat?
Chicken fingers with potatoes.
Oh,
very
wow.
Nice.
What kind of potatoes?
They were roasted. No. It was grilled cheese with potatoes. I'm thinking what I ate last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, so you're not thinking about what Zane ate. You're thinking about what you ate last night?
Yeah. I got mixed up.
So I have this weird rash in my armpit, and I couldn't figure out what it was from. And then I realized it's from playing street hockey. And I've been clenching my arms and swinging the stick. It created some kind of friction in my armpit.
How much street hockey have you been playing?
Quite a bit.
How much?
Like just that one time.
You played one time?
Yeah.
All right.
One time.
So you played one time, got a rash, and then had to lie and say you've been playing a lot of. Interesting.
I was kidding.
Did you only play once?
Yeah. Just once.
So who were you joking with?
You guys.
But did you want the world to know that you were playing street hockey a lot? Like you were...
Yeah, I was trying to be cool for a second, but then I couldn't follow through with it.
Is it getting better? Do you still have this rash?
It is getting a little better. It does hurt a little bit, but I think I'll survive. I think I'll be all right.
I have gotten a rash. I don't know if it's permanent or not, but from deodorant.
Your armpits?
Yeah, it used to get it when I was a kid. It's like a burning rash. It's when I was a kid. And then it kind of stayed there. It was from Rite-Aid.
Don't say the brand.
Why?
Because they can sue us.
They can't sue us?
It was from Right Hand.
All right, well, you can beep
it
out.
It was from Right Hand deodorant.
Yes. Don't say that.
All right, so I've been using
old
frost.
Seasoning. Old there seasoning. You go. Or old frost or old season.
Frost. I've been using old frost.
Yeah.
And it's been fine.
What do you use for deodorant, Greg?
See, you're thinking
this
I don't
is
use
really
any.
This is really exciting stuff.
See, what is that?
You're making me feel bad.
We're talking about.
You're thinking I don't use any.
Deodorant.
Well, no, what do you
no,
use?
No, I'm kidding.
God, look at my fingers.
Yeah, Maddie's got crazy fingers. Greg, I've got to talk to you.
When you're live. Okay.
So, Greg, you had an awesome big show just recently. Can you tell us about it?
You guys don't want... I won't name the...
Please, name the show. Okay. I'd love you to promote this show. They were nice enough to put you on. I mean, it is your show. You are part of this podcast. Why not be able to promote the things that made you happy?
It was called LA Stand Up Festival. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. How was the show? How big was the audience?
Oh, it was sold out. It was really, really full. It was loads and loads of fun. It was at that park I'd never been to.
Oh, it was in a park.
But in a theater, a beautiful theater.
Wow, and you had a great time.
What's the name of the park? Maddie, you like parks. What's the park
well,
called?
Well, there's a lot of parks out there.
But it's you can see all of Los Angeles.
Isn't that interesting?
And you can see the Hollywood sign.
That is interesting.
What is the name of the park?
Griffith
Park?
Wait,
hold on. No, it's not Griffith Park.
There's a lot of parks in L.A. I hate to be the barrier. Bearer?
Bear.
The barrier.
The bear.
The Grim Reaper of bad news.
Barnsdale Park. Barnsdale Art Park.
And what was the show called?
L.A. Stand-Up Comedy Festival.
And is it continual? How can they find the festival out there?
The theater was the most beautiful theater I've ever seen.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Did they have chips in the backstage and stuff for you to snack on?
They had everything.
What did they have?
Open bar, free drinks.
Wow.
There was food.
What kind of food are we talking?
Chicken, burritos.
Actually, I'm going to a screening later of a movie with Jesse Eisenberg. Pretty cool. It's called The Art of Self-Defense.
So Maddie is talking to people on Facebook Live.
No, it's Instagram Live.
Instagram Live. So I just wanted you guys to know, you know, because sometimes he's dwindling off and...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, then the people that are listening audio-wise, he'll just say, I'm going to this. People wanted to know it. It's not just him and his talking to his head. Greg, I guess the thing I was wondering is, did I lose the invitation in the mail to come to your show?
Where was our invitation there, Greg? What happened?
I would have tried too hard if you guys were there. You know what?
Wait a second.
Now I realize I could have got you on, Anthony.
Yeah, no. But I was uninvited?
But here's the thing. You told us about the show. Saturday night, when you had the show, I was waiting around to see when you would text me to let me know when the show was.
What happened?
And you left me there sitting. You could have just said, hey, I don't want you to come to the show.
I'm going
to
say this, and I'm going to speak for Greg right now. I am Greg's voice. Greg feels, Maddie, that sometimes you're very critical of his stand-up.
Oh.
And he wanted to be able to be free of judgment and feel comfortable to be on stage without you critiquing him. Am I right, Greg?
I have to get better, you know.
I am Greg's voice. I am Greg's voice.
You sound like Anthony, though.
I'm speaking for Greg. So he is being too nice to say this. He wants you to lay off on his critiques of the stand-up.
All right, sorry.
By the way, Maddie, Greg has never said this ever to me personally, once. And you think I'm critical as well?
Okay, here's the thing. Somebody wanted you guys to do your podcast there. All of a sudden, your name came up, and I didn't want to put you guys in a tricky, uncomfortable situation.
Oh, really?
Too.
Is that true?
Yes.
Who wanted you just to do the podcast?
Oh, just somebody. And then the names came up, and then all of a sudden, and then I just didn't want to put you in.
Why am I not buying this?
Wait a second. So there is an opportunity there for us to spread our podcast that you're on, and you denied that.
Because you wanted to shine on your own. That's not true, Anthony.
I thought it would put too much pressure on you guys, you know?
Mm.
Like, well, we're trying to get more listeners, and you're on the podcast. Why wouldn't you say, yeah, let's do this? It might be fun, right?
But the thing is, buddy, I really feel like Greg's name is Charlotte, and there's a web being spinned. Greg, I don't believe it. Next time, if you want us to do the podcast, I shake your hand and accept, and we will bring a big celebrity guest with us, and
yes,
maybe a professional skateboarder,
yeah,
Tom Ryan. We will bring him to do tricks upon your stage. And for you, the promoter out there, I appreciate your invitation. Greg, well, I don't want to keep putting you on the spot. Next time, invite us. I promise your family is supportive of you and not critical of you. And I will be and not critical. And Maddie?
Yes, I will not be critical. But it's only to make you better.
I know, and I got
that. You know
I crushed that room. Okay, it was bomb. I shouldn't say that because I don't want to put anyone down. I went up there.
Wait,
amazing.
Hold on. Stop right there.
I lit it
hold
up.
Hold on. I just wanted to say something.
I did good.
I saw on the news about this old World War II bomb in a cornfield that just went off.
Oh,
isn't that
wow.
crazy?
Yeah, yeah, and everyone thought it
they
was.
They were just farming, and it just went off.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
Maybe they were at Greg's show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was in a. It was a park. Maybe that's the bomb he's talking about.
No, I did amazing, Anthony.
I'm proud of you, Greg.
Farrah was there and Sherry was there.
So a lot of people
and
invited.
Not your best friend.
No, next time for sure. I'm more comfortable now.
If you feel uncomfortable with the likes of us, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. But I want to try to make it so you don't have to feel uncomfortable around us.
We can wear disguises the next time you have a show.
I wanted to do so.
I'm
good.
Thinking, Maddie. We show up as a horse. You be the back, I be the front, just in case I have to fart or something.
That's
and
my
just
joke.
Think it, but then they'll just think it's that is. Is that your joke?
I told you that joke. I did that joke when I was a little kid.
What?
I was the rear, and you know, I was praying he didn't. You know, well, we can't mention restaurants. We'll say he didn't eat beans.
All right.
And while I just did that on stage,
I know,
I
and you did awesome.
Out.
And I wanted to say this about it. That is Greg's joke, and I did hear him do that. And
I know.
The reason I brought that up is because I was going to give him the credit. And these are the kind of things that you can hear from Greg Buckman, and it is hilarious. And thank you so much for doing that, because I was about to say, because that is a funny joke I heard from Greg. You jumped me to the punch. So, Maddie, how are you?
I love punch.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing? What's going on in your world?
I've been taking drumming lessons. I got an electric drum kit, and my drum teacher really wants to fix my posture.
Is it because you will drum better?
I will drum better, yeah.
Let's work on it, because you are
really
slouching.
Hard.
You are slouching like a motherfucker.
Ugh, it's hard.
You're a tall man. Tall people tend to kind of lean over and bend, because we don't want to feel so tall. We want to be a part of the world. This is subconscious now a lot of the times.
You have good posture.
Not the best. Not the best.
You don't slouch. I know.
But if you are a tall person, you're going to slouch because we feel uncomfortable embracing our height.
We want to hide, yeah.
We all do it. Greg, you have good what's the word?
Posture.
Prostitutes?
Well,
is that what
Oh,
it's posture.
You have great posture.
I can't afford one.
Yeah, if I got passion.
There's a recession.
Oh, posture.
They don't take EBT. Wow. Listen. Okay, you guys got to fix your posture. What scared me, and I'm not making this up, you can Google it. People that slouch over and look at their phones are developing horns. They're
I know this.
Horns.
I know. I sent you that article.
Yeah, I know. So it scared me, and now I've been going to a chiropractor and fixing my posture.
Can I cut
Wait,
you off for a moment?
Since I texted you
yes,
yesterday.
Yes,
you've been,
I'm so
you
scared.
You went to a chiropractor today, then?
Yes.
No, you
No,
didn't.
You did not.
The other day, I have a chiropractor in Beverly Hills I see now.
But you,
all right.
You automatically saw that and went and called the chiropractor.
Can I just hit pause for one moment? Okay, pause for a moment. I did that horse thing, not really knowing that Greg told the joke. I did give him the credit. But he immediately, within like sentences, took something that you gave him and made it his own.
I know.
It's not what in the world? You were about to jump on me for stealing a joke of yours. Is this not true?
No, you don't get, no.
And by the way, you didn't invent a person in a horse costume.
No. I know that, but I played the horse costume.
And you also did not do that.
On stage, I did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did the other day.
Everything's the other day. All right, so Maddie, are you done with guitar lessons? Are you doing both?
I'm doing both.
So how much of your day is dedicated to music at this point?
I practice an hour a day.
Half and half? Half hour? So 2 hours.
Yeah. If you play for 10,000 hours, you can master a skill. So I'm trying to do 1 hour a day.
Is the guitar teacher still sleeping and not really into it?
He did yawn. But what's going on with you, Betty?
My name's not Betty. Weird.
I said Buddy.
I'm sorry, that Betty joke was Greg's.
It was, actually.
What's going on with you, Betty?
Kidding.
So Zane right now is in science camp. So I've been taking them to the California Museum of Science. Uh-huh. I should figure out what it is because I'm dropping him off every day. It's really fun for him, but it was a nightmare to pick him up. I noticed that he's probably one of the youngest kids in this camp, so it's pretty well guarded, which is good. You give your name, you're on the list, they check the list, and then this guy has this booming voice, so he'll say, like, Jonathan, your mom's here. Susan, your dad's here. And then the kid comes running in. They grab all their stuff. So I look through this gate because they don't let you go through the gate.
Is the counselor Kermit the Frog?
Well, I mean, I just didn't want to be so booming. But this guy had literally the biggest voice I've ever heard. So anyways, I look through the little gate. All of these kids are doing science projects, and they're all off in little corners. I see Zane running on the half court of a basketball court, just running in circles by himself. circles by himself, running, like a crazy animal at a zoo. And he's circle. Finally, I get up there. Zane, your dad's here! Running. Zane, your dad's here! Running. Zane, your dad's here! I finally say, Zane, I'm here. Let's go. Come on. He's yelling. Zane, we're both yelling. He's running. He won't stop. Finally, he stops, looks at us, and this little son of a gun runs the other way. And then I can't go in there because it's like heavily guarded, and I don't know what they think I'm going to do, but they don't let me go through the fence. So we're just, Zane, come on, Zane. And I'm literally watching him through a fence. It's like I'm looking at a baby prison and he's just working out and doing his minutes. So he's running and then he's running away. And then I'm like, Zane, I am getting really frustrated. But you don't want to get so frustrated where you like freak out in front of other parents, other science parents.
Right.
So I'm just like, all right, well, I guess this is my afternoon. Zane. The poor guy who's yelling, voice is dwindling because of Zane pretty much doing a heavy metal song with his voice. Finally, we get Zane to come over.
Did you take out a pack of cookies or something?
I mean, I don't think that would have worked. So he runs and he gets all the way to the gate. And I'm telling you, it's not close. He's supposed to bring back his lunch box, his water bottle, and his jacket. He has nothing with him except for 3 camp t-shirts. So I'm like, did you steal these t-shirts? And he's like, I got these shirts. They said they're my shirts. I'm like, 3? One was a medium. Like, why did I give you a medium shirt? You're a little boy. They're going to give you 2 small, 1 medium. All right, well, where's your other stuff? I don't know. So then I asked the camp counselor, well, what do I do? And he's like, well, could you maybe come back tomorrow and find it tomorrow? I'm like, well, I got to make him lunch. Can't go buy another lunch basket.
Well, I don't understand why you can't just go inside.
They have this security thing where it's just the counselors and the kids.
They don't let the parents through.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
So then I'm sitting there with a 4-year-old. Can you tell the man what your lunch basket looks like? And he's like, red. And I was like, all right, I know it's blue with checkers. So it's blue with checkers. Can you tell him where you think you left it? Oh, I don't know. Oh, he's 4. So I am pulling my hair out. This is really driving me crazy because nobody can find anything. They finally let me in. Now I go to the lost and found. Not there. They're like, let's go to Zane's classroom and we can find it there. Being escorted by the head of the space camp. I see all the grounds. I go into his classroom. Nothing. Can't find anything. He doesn't have anything but these three shirts, one medium. I don't know what's going on. We go to the lunch area. There's nothing. I'm like, what is happening? So finally, this little kid who is still there was like, maybe somebody stole it. There's science camp.
Who steals 4-year-old's lunchbox?
We literally are walking through the grounds of this huge museum looking for three items separately. Finally, I can't believe I did see it. There was like this huge haul. I think that's a sweatshirt. So I find that, carrying the three shirts and a sweatshirt. Then we finally, somehow, under stairs by the cafeteria on the bottom level where the kids don't go. I don't know what happened. But we find everything. And then I'm like, you know, maybe next time some teacher could look after the stuff. They're like 18. They're all just like, yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. No, we found it. You don't have to say maybe tomorrow. I have everything. Yeah, but tomorrow maybe we could find it. I'm like, no, I have it. I have it. I don't need this excuse for tomorrow. Doesn't need, but maybe tomorrow you can look over it. Oh, yeah, maybe tomorrow. I'm like, is this science camp? Is anybody out there?
I think it's science camp for idiots.
Well, I don't want to say anything.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
Zane goes there.
Well, Zane.
I'm kidding.
Well, he's the youngest. And we'll say it's science camp for the
dummies,
unorganized. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
By the way, guys, if you go to the science camp and you go to their lost and found, it's a treasure trove of lunchboxes, sweatshirts, water bottles.
No one keeps track of anything.
They're kids. It's full, and nobody's claiming it. I'm like, how many lunchboxes did these parents have? They just let there's 17 lunchboxes. I went through the whole lost and found, which it was like going through a hoarder's closet looking through this thing. It was like a treasure hunt throughout this day.
Oh my
So we
God.
Finally got it, and then I thought, what I'm going to do is I got to get him a backpack, put everything in together, and then put his name on there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really versed on the summer camp moves as a parent, so I think you have to put it all in one backpack, and then he carries the backpack around. We'll see, because I pick him up after, and I'm sure there's going to be like, where's the backpack? Oh, I found the backpack. Now where are the things in the backpack? And I'm sure the counselors are going to be like, well, maybe tomorrow. It was crazy. Anyways, I know I'm talking a lot, but I'll have one more thing. So I went afterward and have dinner, and we sat next to 3 or 4 USC football players.
Wow.
They were football players. They had a little helmet on their luggage with their name on it,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about playing for the team. They're very big men.
Yeah.
Some of them were freshmen who maybe not even 18 years old, but they were men. They were bigger than me by a long shot. Anyways, I'm eating with Zane. We're minding our own business. We're just talking, and then this one guy kept on saying, so I like fishes. I like fishes. I like fishes. I eat fishes a lot. One of the other guys corrected him, was like, oh, it's fish. It's not fishes. It's fish. He's like, no, it's fishes. I know for a fact it's fishes. So these two are arguing back and forth. Fish, fishes, fish, fishes. Nobody's looking up Google. I'm just sitting there minding my own business. I'm kind of laughing because I was like, it's not fishes. So fish, fishes, fish, fishes. Finally, Zane turns over and goes, I think it's fish. And I just was like, yeah, it's just my son. It's my son. He's a kid. Because now he's correcting the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. And the man's looking at me like, no, it's fishes. And I was like, yeah, I think it's fishes too. I don't know. I'm not going to correct him. Zane was like, no, it's fish. It's fish. It's not fishes. And I was like, stop. Stop, 4-year-old. Stop. You're going to get me beat up.
And
so finally I was like, oh, and I laughed it off and I kind of pushed him away. And he was like, what, daddy? It's fish. So that was my day. With the USC campus, summer camp.
Oh, wow.
Cool sitting by all those football players, but this guy, I'm sure he's not going to beat me up, but he could really beat me up if he wanted to over this fishes. And could you imagine beating somebody up, a dad, your boy?
I don't think they'd beat you up.
I don't think so, but they were big men.
If you corrected them in like a nice way, be like, it is.
They were joking around.
Oh, okay.
What do you know, kid? And then what am I going to say? Don't talk to my kid like that. I'd be like, yeah, kid, what do you know? And then I would have joined them and said, it's fishes, right, guys? Anyways, so we're going to just call random people on our phone. I think a really good one would be Rick Rosario.
All right, let's do it.
A good friend of ours. Do you have his number?
I do.
Ricardo Rosario, one of my best friends, great, great man. He's a funny comedian, a lot going for him.
Let's call him. Are you ready to write his number down?
Hey, Rick, what's up? It's the Maddie and Anthony's World Podcast. It's Anthony and
Maddie.
How you doing, man?
What's up, bud?
Hey, hey, coming at you live. Hey. So what are you up to, bud?
Yeah, what are you doing? What's going on right now?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great, 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 and awesome. What is the phrase that pays, by the way?
The phrase that pays?
That's right, that's right. What's the phrase that pays for our radio station?
I'm a long-time listener, but it's very unfortunate that I don't know this bit.
He's a long-time listener. No, it's not a bit that we've done before.
And Greg is here as well.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
That's Greg Buckman. So, Rick, since you're on our show now exclusively, well, you have been booked since you answered the phone that is being booked, by the way. We are going to interview you about your life. So you're from Texas, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm, like, getting ready for work right now.
Awesome. Cool. So what is tomorrow is a big day for you. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
But what kind of a day besides just Wednesday?
Hopefully a cool climate day.
Are you Jehovah's Witness now?
No.
Rick, what's your job?
No association with any major religions.
Okay, cool.
Rick, what's your job?
I work at a reputable establishment.
Well, thank
you
so much.
He's got to get going. We should let
him
go.
Yeah, I love you so much.
I love you, too.
And thank you for coming on the Maddie and Anthony's podcast.
Get a room,
and before
guys.
You go, what wow, is the phrase that pays?
I don't know the phrase. I'm sorry.
That's actually the phrase that pays. That's so great. Thank you so much. We love you with all your heart.
Okay, cool. We got that.
You hang up first. No, you hang up. Okay. It's three.
Who are we calling now?
This here is my childhood pizza. 763-566-5.
Pizza.
Hey, this is the Maddie and Anthony's podcast, and I used to order pizza there when I grew up in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. We're now in Los Angeles, California. We have Maddie Carter-Ropel. He's on the show Stranger Things.
How do you do?
I'm on the show New Girl, and Greg Buckman is a stand-up comedian famous. We're just wondering what it's like there in Brooklyn Park.
It's fine.
Oh, cool, cool. And what do you do there at the Pizza Hut there in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota?
I'm a manager.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So what does a manager do there, and what's the weather like in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota at the pizza?
Right now, we in 80-some degree weather.
Oh, ooh, my gosh. Wow. Hot, nice. Hot to trot.
Jump in one of the lakes.
And what have you been up to now? What's going on? Yeah, there's how many lakes there? These guys don't believe there's so many lakes there.
How many
I
lakes
I know
are
it's more than 10,000, but, you know, 10,000 lakes. Oh.
Have you been in them all?
No.
Are you from Brooklyn Park?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm from. I went to Park Center. I really liked it over there. I had a good time, but we had to move away, just to get by Hollywood. Do you watch the show Stranger Things?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to talk to somebody from the show? Here's somebody from the show.
Hello.
Yeah, this is real.
This is a podcast, yeah. I'm on the show Stranger Things. Yes, I am.
Can I have a Cheeto?
I play Keith, the arcade manager, if you've seen the show.
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
That's me. Yeah.
That's really him.
Oh my God. Oh,
is he here?
My daughter. Yeah, man, my daughter loved that show.
Oh, cool, cool. Tell her some hello. Yeah, that's
sure
the best
will.
Show ever.
If you want anything before we hang up, we'll send you some autographed pictures or something.
Let us know, and I can send you a photo, a signed photo if you want.
We'll just send it to the pizza. What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy, okay.
Yes.
We'll send it to the pizza. I promise.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
You so
we'll
much.
Send it. And then what's your daughter's name? We'll give her one, too.
Her name is Shakira.
Shakira. Can you spell that? Is it like the singer?
No, it's...
Yeah, like the singer Shakira.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all right, great.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
And thanks for being such a good sport. I knew that the Brooklyn Park people out there are going to be good.
Thank
you really
God.
Made our day, Tammy.
I talked to a celebrity. Oh, my God.
That's right. That's right. Do you feel new? Do you feel cleansed like in the lakes of Minnetonka, as Prince once said?
Yes, to speak to an actual celebrity, first time ever in my life.
Wow, that's so cool. It's so nice to meet you, Tammy.
Yeah, you're the best, Tammy.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
You guys
we'll
have
let
a
you
great day.
Go back to making pizzas.
Managing.
All right.
Managing.
Yeah, managing. Yeah.
Managing people.
Are the employees managing. Doing all right for you? Do you want us to let anybody go while we're on? Well, maybe they can get fired by a celebrity?
No, everybody do their job.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
All right.
Take
You're
care.
You're welcome.
Tammy's the best.
Bye.
We can't wait to do this. And tell Shakira we all say hello. Yep. And we'll also send you a link for the podcast so you can hear yourself.
Yes. I think she hung up.
Hello?
That was adorable.
That was great.
I felt good. We called Tammy. She's
Tammy
a fan of the show.
And Rick, who had to go to work.
Okay, I got a really good one. Okay?
Okay.
Wait. I accidentally called the number. How do I make my phone? Wait. Hold on. I just got to make my phone do this. Okay. How do I get to phone number?
Oh, my God. You know
Are
what?
You serious?
Wait. Look. How do you get... Wait. Oh, I know how to do it. Look, you go back to recently called, right?
Okay.
Here we go. I've got it. Okay. Okay. Are you ready? The number is 1-323-921-51.
And who is this?
Tequila.
You're just calling another thing?
No. She ran all the punk rock clubs.
All right. We'll talk to
all
Tequila.
The rock and roll clubs. Let's and she talk- knows everything. Watch.
Hello,
Tequila. Wow, it's Greg Buckman. Yeah. You're live with us on the Maddie and Anthony podcast. Is it okay if we interview you?
Yes.
You're live.
Hey you're, Tequila.
Tell him,
Maddie. This is actually Maddie and Anthony's world. We're really good friends with Greg Buckman, and he thought, what more of an interesting person than my friend Tequila, punk rocker extraordinaire? And she booked shows. She's the best. So we wanted to know how you're doing.
Oh, we're doing great.
How do you know
How
Greg?
How are you guys?
How do you know Greg?
Greg is one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
Is he? Oh.
Oh, yeah. And are you a comedian as well? Or who is Tequila?
Tequila is a singer.
You're a singer?
I sing Kurt Vile.
Wow.
I sing, you know, classical kind of music.
Wow.
I sing Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
I love Led
Zeppelin.
I've
been singing in L.A. for years.
Tequila, if you...
I write music for film.
If your voice is ready, could you give us a little something? If it's not ready, we don't want to put you on the spot, but we would love to hear Tequila sing a little something.
Und der Reif ist der Adzenam. Um dein Rektor ein Gesicht. Und Makita hat ein Messer, doch das Messer seit wann ist the knife in German.
That
beautiful.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, I was
Thank
singing
you
along
so
with
much.
You. I don't speak German, but I knew that song.
What,
for
is,
some...
what does that mean? What were some of the words?
Oh, it's a story of Mac the Knife.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
Of the story of what?
Mac the Knife.
Oh, cool.
Mac the Knife.
That
Who
is
Mac
so cool.
the Knife?
Isn't there like, it's a
Mac
good...
the Knife. What's you it? Remember it was done by Frank Sinatra
and
Paul
okay.
Anka. But it was originally written by Kurt Vile in the 20s.
How did you
So
know?
I sing 20s music.
Oh, could you sing one more song?
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
Watch.
Led Zeppelin.
Watch
maybe.
This.
Led
Watch
Zeppelin
this.
By Tequila.
In the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a woman. Now I've reached that age, I try to do all those things the best I can. No matter how I try to find my way through the same old jams. Good times, bad times, you know I've had my share. When my man left home with a brown-eyed girl, and I don't seem to care.
Oh, my God. You're amazing.
That was incredible.
Tequila, thank you so much for being such a good sport. We just called you out of the blue. You answered, and you delivered.
Wow, Tequila, thanks so much. I love you.
I run the L.A. Punk Museum.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love Joy Division. They're my favorite band.
Yeah, well, I come from the first generation punk rock.
Wow.
So I started with New Wave Theater.
Wow.
New Wave Theater. I did all the booking. So So Black Flag, X, Fear, 45 Grave, oh everybody, LA.
This is amazing.
I did that.
Did you ever work and with Joy Division?
Pardon me?
Did you ever work with Joy Division?
Joy Division never came over.
Oh, really?
He killed himself 4 days before he was supposed to come to LA.
What about Hokie?
I found out when I was at Flippers roller skating.
What about Hokie?
Who?
Hook, the guy that sings all his songs now. Peter Hook?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I met him.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I've been backstage for that.
Oh, cool.
I'm more like my best friend was Nina Hagen.
Wow.
My other best friend was Timothy Leary. Mitch
You're
Mitchell
kidding me.
From Jimi Hendrix Experience was in my
Whoa.
Band.
Can I ask you a couple things?
Lemmy from Motorhead is one of my best friends
You're
ever in the whole
me.
World.
Do you have Tequila?
She knows everybody.
Tequila, could you tell us a Lemmy from Motorhead story, you know, that you can share with us? That would be pretty interesting for our listeners.
Well, Lemmy once told me that he was really happy that his band had lasted three times longer than the Third Reich.
And Motorhead's one of the best bands. Where is the punk rock museum, the LA Punk Rock Museum?
And it's a pop-up now. It's usually downtown at a place called KGB Studios.
Wow.
So if you go lapunkmuseum.com, whenever we're doing something, it comes up on our page.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and we have to go down there and see what's going on. Do you have anything you can tell us, punk rock metaphor or the way of the punk rock before we let you go?
Well, in order to be punk, certainly have to be very political, and I don't think you'd be aligned with the present administration.
Ah,
punk
tequila. I like it.
And taking care of each other.
That's nice.
Because we're not like them. We care about each other.
I bet you've seen a mosh pit or two, Tequila.
Oh, more than a two.
You've had a wild life, I can tell, because you're punk rock to the core.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. And
a
hopefully
pleasure.
We get to meet you in person.
Ask your brother what happened last night.
What happened last night, brother?
What did happen last night, Tequila?
What, you don't remember?
Okay, we did stand-up comedy. You went to the show. Then
yes,
we went to a bar.
And then after the show.
We went to a bar.
It was called the Bronson Bar.
Yes, the Bronson Bar.
And?
I don't think Greg remembers anything about last night. You're just saying words and he's repeating.
We got hit on. We got hit
on.
Oh,
yeah, no, we got hit on. We were just hanging out.
Two what, punks?
Young 20-somethings.
Nice.
Wanted to have a foursome.
Well, good for
and
you
we thought,
guys.
Well, gee, you know, Greg had to go for the dentist this morning.
Yes.
And, you know, I had to walk my dog, so no.
You said no because of errands. So this is
yes.
how punk rock you guys are nowadays. You got to
well,
walk
no,
a dog and go
that.
To the
it's
dentist.
That,
so.
It's not that. It's that if we brought my boyfriend and his wife, that would be too many people.
That's right. That's,
that's
right.
So true.
That's right. Well, I really like your openness. Thank you so much for taking our call. We're going to go and check out that punk rock museum. And as all from one punker to another, let's do the punker phrase before we hang up. And that is... are you not punk
which
rock?
One?
Wait, Tequila, are you not punk rock?
Punk rock.
No, just
one?
Hold on. You don't know the punk rock phrase from one punker to
there
another?
There are so many different ones.
No, there's the
one.
Are
you talking Orange County?
He's joking.
London.
No, if you're an official punker.
Do you want
punker,
an English one? Did you want one from England?
No, I want the official that every punker says to each other. I'll give you a hint. It is, from one punk to the other, let's rock and roll, mother brother. And that's what it is. So if you don't remember that, but that's okay. I'm very punk rock, and you know all the phrases. So from one punk rock to another.
Surf's up, bro.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Right, rock and roll, you guys.
Rock and roll, dude. And thank you so much. And Lemmy, R.I.P. Lemmy. And rock and roll.
See ya, bye.
Rock and roll, dude. And from one punk rocker to another.
just hang up because he's just going to keep going and going.
That's actually what you're supposed to say because it's anarchy. Thank you so much, Tequila, and we love you.
We love you.
And good luck on the next eight-way. Whoa, you just threw your mic at me. Good luck on the next eight-way, okay?
And that's our show. Thanks for listening.
If you like what you just listened to, please, for the love of God, go to our channel on Audioboom and iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We love reading reviews, good or bad, especially about Maddie. Speaking of interacting, find me on most social media sites. I'm at Anthony DeVries. That's at Anthony DeVries. You can find Maddie, too. He's on the sites as well, at Maddie Carter-Ropel. If stranded on a desert island, and you can only choose to follow one of the two of us, make sure it's me. And as always, bye. Maddie and Anthony.